Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is our live in-studio performance series called the Soundcheck Podcast, streaming live on YouTube and Facebook. I'm John Schaefer. The band Sin Cane is led by the Sudanese-American singer and musician Ahmed Jalab, and his music is a fiery concoction of funk and pop, electronic, and several varieties of African music. It's also a mix of pointed social commentary and irresistible dance grooves. The latest record by Sin Cane is called Dépaysé, and it brings the band back to our studio to play some of the music live, beginning with a song called Ya Sudan.
People I keep beside me, the ones who came before and fell underneath, the ones I know who watch over me. I think of all the people here on my journey, how they help bring out new parts of me. When I accept my duality, 'cause if I ascribe to formality, she'll lead me astray from my chosen path, from where it began in Omdurman. Ya Sudan, Ya Sudan, Ya Sudan. My family, our country, I carry beside me, my body, my psyche, Amriki, Sudani. When I'm with you, the time is always fleeting.
Live performance from the band Sin Cane here in our studio, led as always by singer and guitarist Ahmed Jalab, with Johnny Lamb, as ever it seems, on guitar, and Ish Montgomery on bass. These guys were with you, Ahmed, 5 years ago, the last time you guys were here.
Absolutely,
in the studio.
Yeah.
Chris St. Hilaire behind our drum kit, and playing our piano is Elena Canlas, and This is the current makeup. It's a very international lineup you've got here.
This is the American dream, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to go for.
Well, now, the song is called Ya Sudan, and you mention kind of coming to terms with your duality right in the lyrics of the song.
Yeah, absolutely.
Being both Sudanese and American. It's a difficult time in America. Mm-hmm. I don't think we need to belabor that point. It's an exciting time to be Sudanese, it seems.
It is, I mean, very exciting.
The situation is very fluid, very unsettled.
Yeah.
But at least you get a sense that there's some motion, you know.
Well, the current events in Sudan, although they're pretty detrimental, have really showcased the resilience of the Sudanese people, and it's brought all of us together, both inside and outside of Sudan, which has been really great.
Right. And I think one of the things that people don't realize, although South Sudan breaking off and becoming its own country might have given a hint, is that Sudan is, like America, a melting pot of lots of different people.
Lots of different indigenous groups, cultures, lots of different languages.
Right.
The dawn of civilization, if you really want to go there, you know. Sudan is a very multifaceted place, and the fact that people can coexist amongst so much difference, you know, really shows the openness and the beauty of that country.
Yeah. So al-Bashir is out, and really it seems like the driving force behind what's currently happening in Khartoum are women.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Kandakas, as we call them. The Kandakas, yeah.
Kandakas.
That's an ancient Sudanese word in Nubian. It means queen, essentially. Uh-huh. But that's kind of the cornerstone of Sudanese culture is women. You know, Sudanese women are very powerful. They're very confident, and they are the driving force of our culture.
Hmm. Well, they drove your president out of office, which was a good thing that international pressure spent decades trying unsuccessfully to do.
Yep.
Now, that song, Ya Sudan, you mentioned that's a Nubian word. That melody has a kind of Nubian flavor, at least to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, East African music has this melting pot of very amazing colors. You know, the way they use the pentatonic scale is really pretty amazing. Ethiopia, Somali, and Sudan. And there's a lot of cross-pollination between the three.
Right. Now, celebrating your dual roots as Sudanese and as American is one thing, but the title of the album, Dipaysé, suggests a kind of rootlessness.
Yeah.
A sense of being uprooted.
Yeah, absolutely. So Dipaysé technically means to be removed from one's habitual surroundings. But what's really interesting about that word and why I was so drawn to it is it's meant to be a positive thing, you know? So being removed from your habitual surroundings and gaining a positive experience out of that removal. And that just seemed like such a beautiful way to describe my life.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because there's another French word, dépaysé, with a second E at the end. And that literally means expatriated.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, which is really funny, you know, and I think that's really amazing.
Yeah. So your experience as, you know, a black Muslim growing up in America, you know, that has colored your writing for all the time that I've known you, that you've been recording as Sin Cane. What's different about Dipaysé?
Well, when I was writing this record, I went back to some of my favorite artists, like Bob Marley and Sly Stone. And I thought to myself, why am I so connected to this music? And why do I feel so myself within the music? Why is it so relatable? And I realized the thing that they both do really well is make everything that they talk about very personal. And that's something I didn't do in the past, you know? So I thought to myself, in order for me to really connect with people who are like me and also people who aren't like me, I should probably just be very straight up and talk about very personal things. So the difference between this record and the previous records is every song has a very personal meaning. Every song has a very personal experience in it.
Well, and in Ya Sudan, you open up by saying, by talking about all the people you contain within you, which immediately strikes me as like family, you know, ancestors and stuff, but could just as easily be Sly Stone and Bob Marley and maybe Fela Kuti. And, you know, I mean, music is full of these kind of almost mythic figures.
Absolutely. We're all connected.
Yeah. Who stood up, spoke truth to power, and at the same time made you dance.
Yeah, that's the whole thing is specifically Sly Stone and Bob Marley. I really like the fact that when you listen to those songs, the social commentary is omnipresent in all of the music. But they also say, you know, things are pretty tough, but that doesn't mean we can't have a good time, you know?
Right.
And I think that's one way that you can kind of move through terrible times is like understand that there's beauty in the struggle.
Right. Now, in introducing you today, I mentioned, you know, that there's, you know, all these different types of music, funk and different types of African music that go into the Sin Cane sound. Reggae is an important part of that. And although reggae is certainly a Jamaican music, there was a very important African reggae scene, like back in the 70s and 80s. I don't know how tapped in you were to that, but some of the music on this record reminds me of some of the kind of reggae you would hear from Ivory Coast and Nigeria and places like that in that time.
Yeah, you know, one of the funny things is when Elena joined the band, I sent her some music from a Sudanese artist, Mohamed Wardi, who's known as like the greatest Sudanese artist of all time.
Right, the Frank Sinatra of Sudan, essentially, yeah.
And the first thing she said was like, oh, this reminds me so much of reggae music. And I never really thought about that, you know? But the more I listen to it, it just seems so natural, you know, like the rhythms speak to African music just as much as African music speaks to the rhythms of Jamaican music. And, you know, Jamaican people, you know, essentially are African people as well,
right,
you know,
right.
They come from there. So it's just a thing that I think between the five of us just kind of flows, you know, within us.
Yeah. So the song you're going to do next, Mango, definitely has that flavor to it.
Absolutely.
We're speaking with Ahmed Jalla, been listening to the band Sin Cane. They're playing live for us here today. The new record is called Depaysé. The song is on it. Let's hear Mango.
So much more than I could have hoped.
Song's called Mango from Sin Cane. You'll find it on their new record called Depaze. Ahmed, that song is, like most of your songs, mostly in English. Mm-hmm. What's the first line?
The first line is Ya Salam Ya Manga, which is like a term of expression. Manga is Arabic for mango. Okay. And in Sudan, people will call, you know, their loved one or someone like mango, like a sweet. My sweet.
Okay.
So Ya Salam is like oh my, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
So did you grow up speaking Arabic as well as English?
Yeah, Arabic is actually my first language.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Although I moved to the United States, I didn't speak any English at all.
Okay. And how old were you?
I was 5 years old.
Okay.
And I lost it a little bit, but then we started going back to Sudan pretty regularly, and so it came back.
Do you ever write in Arabic?
Yeah, actually, when I start my demos, they're predominantly sung in Arabic.
Really?
Yeah. It's one of those things where initially it was like a easier way for me to express myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would think, well, you know, I probably should translate this because it's more universal that way.
Yeah, right.
But with this album, I found myself doing that and then realizing it just doesn't quite have the same sentiment or energy that it does when I sing it in Arabic.
Well, and it's certainly, you know, if you're making, this song is kind of a respite from the social commentary that colors the, but even there, you know, to use Arabic in Trump's America is to say something other than the literal meaning of the words.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, plus, I don't speak Arabic, but my understanding is it's kind of a poetic language, that
Absolutely.
There's a kind of a limited vocabulary, and so the way you put that together...
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of meaning in what you say. You know, you could say something very literally, but it could mean many different things.
Many
you know?
Other things, yeah.
And it's also a very sacred language. You know, it's deemed the language of Islam, and so people kind of take it very seriously. And if you read the Quran, even in Arabic, it's poetry. The whole entire thing is poetry.
Yeah. So, yeah. And actually, even in an English translation, you get a sense of that poetry. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are bits of the Quran that are very similar to the Bible, but then there's a surah, there's a verse where they talk about, you know, protect us from those who blow on knots.
Yeah.
It's like, who blows on knots? I guess it's like, you know, evil magicians or something.
Yeah.
But it's just that turn of phrase. Mm-hmm. I never forgot that.
Yeah.
Those who blow on knots.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
So you mentioned before people like Bob Marley and Sly Stone, these people who couched social activism in dance music.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a 21st century version? I mean, both of those guys are pretty far in the rearview mirror at this point. Who's doing that today, aside from you?
Well, certainly me. You know, I think to be political these days doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be as... you know, direct as people like that. I think just being yourself these days is a political statement. And I've noticed that a lot of artists these days, the way they're responding is to go inward, not necessarily to have some sort of social commentary. I mean, of course, there's like Kendrick Lamar, who
sure,
I think is an amazing social activist, you know, in the music world. But I also look at people like Gelato Negro, who... You know,
I was wondering if you're going to bring him up.
Yeah, you know, his political statement is to go inward and to make this very intimate and personal record that embodies who he is as a person,
right.
You know, and like what his spirit means amongst the world at large versus just being very straight up about his identity, you know, and I think that's...
Young, Latin, and Proud, as one of his songs goes.
And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Gelato Negro has been here. You can see his live performance in our soundcheck sessions at newsounds.org. Do you know the band Red Barat?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, they just played for us last night at a benefit gala thing we did at Brooklyn Bowl. And, you know, their album, Sound the People, is all about being brown in modern America.
Well, you know what's so interesting, I think, is nowadays the response to all of the Islamophobia or xenophobia or Brexit or... you know, Trump's America or whatever, people are not afraid to be who they are. You know, they're digging deeper into their identity. Mm-hmm. So bands like Red Barat or Gelato Negro or us, you know, like we're showcasing ourselves unapologetically and saying, this is what America is, you know? It's not a homogenous society. It's a company. It's a country. It's a country.
Well, it's company. It's not a company, but it is company.
It is company, yeah. It's colorful. It's beautiful. It's made of... lots of very complicated people, and that's why there's harmony.
Right. So you have Punjabis like Red Bharat. You have someone Latin like Alado Negro. You have a Sudanese American like yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the, I mean, just looking at the band at Sin Cane, it's
Filipina.
Yeah.
Chinese, Trinidad, the South.
The South of America.
Yeah.
Yes. And it all comes together and it makes a great noise on the new record called De Paisé, which has two songs. It begins with these two songs, Ahmed, that the titles are Everybody and Everyone, which suggests an even closer link between those two than, you know, than is implied in the rest of the record. Are they a kind of matching set, so to speak?
I would say they're complementary. Yeah. You know, there's the first song, Everybody, is obviously just an anthem of inclusion. You know,
everybody needs everybody.
Yeah. Everybody was written as a response to everything that happened since the last album was released, since Life and Living It was released. And Everyone, you know, it kind of goes further and it talks about what is needed for this inclusion. And I think love is the answer.
Okay. It's a great sound with all five members of the band singing their hearts out. Yeah. let's listen. Once again, the band is Sin Cane performing for us here today in our studio. Some songs from the album De Paisé. This one is Everyone.
That old chestnut, you know the one. They don't care who you are, just care where you're from. I'm not afraid, won't heed no fear. I've never met a stranger anywhere. When you leave where you're from, you open yourself up. When you open your heart, you know it can't be shut.
Nicely done. That is Sin Cane live in our New Sound studio on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast with a song called Everyone. It's from the latest record called Depaysé. And although they're not on the record, Ahmed, you also recorded a couple of covers recently.
Yeah. Yeah, we did Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer and we did Come Together.
By the Beatles. Yeah. They're both fun. Sledgehammer is a...
It's a barn burner.
Yeah. Now, as you guys... I mean, this is essentially Peter Gabriel singing about his prowess, let's say.
Let's be nice about it, yeah.
That's the G-rated version.
Yeah. Fruitcakes.
When you guys are... as sweet as can be. So as you guys tour around, do you ever make room for some of these covers in the show?
Yeah, I think now more than ever. I think we have maybe three or four covers in the set now. There's a bunch. We do Revolution by the Beatles with Yasudan. It's kind of a fun little play. And we do an amazing, I think my favorite is a Rhythm Nation cover by Janet Jackson that Elena sings, which is a lot of fun. And we kind of have certain parts of the set where we have melodies that can like call for any random cover. We can just kind of sing a random cover on top of it.
Uh-huh.
So we've done plenty and it's a lot of fun. It kind of takes us out of the element a little bit and
yeah.
You know, we like to sin canize these songs, you know, in a way. It's fun.
Sin canize. Very nice. Making up a word for a made-up name.
There it is. Amondegreen.
Amondegreen, a misheard lyric. It was a Kanye West song, right?
Yep, absolutely. Never Let Me Down.
But the lyric was about...
Joseph Sinque.
Sinque.
Yeah.
Right. And you heard that as Sinkane.
Yep.
Yeah. And the rest, as they say, is history.
All right.
Of a sort. Still being written by Ahmed Jalib and the band Sinkane. The latest record's called Depaysé. Great to have you guys back.
Thank you very much, John.
This is Soundcheck. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.